game solve. Good beats evil, and tough times make tough people.
Michael Veronis was 74. Lisa McMasters, 59. Michael Vokanovich, 73. Kylie Midshotten, 26. Her three-year-old daughter, Parker. Travis Creighton. By the way, there was an incredible open letter written by Kylie's husband and Parker's dad that I shared with everyone yesterday. I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it justice, of course not. And it's been posted on Big Willie 105.5 and many other places. Many people are really touched by this. Well, there's another letter. And again, I cannot do this justice either. The original one that I shared with you yesterday was from Jeremy Shotten, and it was an open letter to his wife and his daughter, his wife being Kylie Shotten, Minch Shotten, 26, and Parker Shotten, her three-year-old daughter. It was beyond heartbreaking. Well, there's another open letter by Randy Minch, who is the father of Kylie and the grandfather of Parker, and also just heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. Again, I cannot begin to do this justice. We have posted this on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, on mine as well, and it is throughout a lot of the internet. It's not just us. His name is Randy. His last name is Minch, M-I-N-C-H, and it is beyond heartbreaking. Also, Travis Creighton, 19, there was a tribute to him as well. There wasn't a letter, but it was a tribute to him, apparently a great, great, great kid. And there may be others, other letters, other tributes for the other victims. I simply don't know. I don't know. They may be out there. If you do see any of them, please consider, if the family wants, to share them all over Facebook, if you would. Those are the only ones that I know of. Otherwise, I'd be sharing the other ones with you as well. But it's very powerful, very moving stuff from her husband, from her dad. Travis Creighton, apparently a really nice kid, really good kid, just heartbreaking beyond belief. We're doing a very special show today, and it's very somber, I'm sorry, but it's all about tough people. Tough people here in the Upper Ohio Valley, and yeah, we are playing a bit of the song Tough People by Drew Baldridge, and one of the choruses is this, oh, there's a whole lot of bad in the world out there, and oh, it's hard to keep going when it don't seem fair. Keep on fighting when your back's against the wall. Keep on getting back up when you fall. Keep on keeping your head held high, because I still believe hard work pays off, good beats evil, and tough times make tough people. So, all right, here more with our special guest, the owner of the Ohio Midland News Group. That is Cody Barrick, the River Network. Also, Jim Trefney, who is the sales manager. And we're doing whatever we can here using all of the radio station resources to help get the word out. So, Cody, once again, all the radio stations and platforms that the River Network has includes what, please?
WAMP FM 100.5, Rage 96.5, Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 100.1, River Talk 100.9, River Talk 1290 AM, River Talk 1430 AM, and 106.3 The River.
Okay. And the app is River Network?
Yeah, the River Network.
And the news site is?
Rivernews.org.
Okay. And what exactly is going to be happening now? What is the commitment from your radio stations?
So we're trying to bring as much awareness to the situation as we can. We're trying to raise, you know, whatever funds and supplies we can, urge others to do the same. Another thing, the flood cleanup that I've been involved in the past, it seems like most of the cleanup is done by friends and relatives. So I would think like labor is probably, you know, in demand right now for this cleanup. Also water, tons and tons of water to hose and flush and pump and clean, you know, I would hope that the whatever the water service is in that region would not bill those people. They're going to use, you know, tens or hundreds of thousands of gallons on cleanup.
Sure.
You know, things like that are, I think, what helps.
How did you get that experience? What did you clean up?
So, lived in the valley forever and lived through the floods of the last, you know, 40 plus years. Where we lived when I was a kid, we actually got flooded out and had to move.
So, really?
Yeah, I was pretty young though, so, you know.
What do you remember about it?
The creek coming up and washing our house down the creek.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, so we moved in with my grandparents, and my parents were in the process of building a new house at the time, but it wasn't finished. So, I experienced that, and then, what was it, 2004, there was a flood around here, and my grandmother got flooded, and it didn't wash her house away, but there was a couple feet of water on the first floor, and we had to rescue her in a boat and everything. So I get it. I've been there. I've shoveled the mud and done all that. It sucks.
Do you still have memories of it or nightmares or anything like that?
No, I mean, nightmares now.
Okay. Your whole house was just went right down the was it a river, a creek?
What creek. McMahon's Creek is the creek. It's a tributary to the Ohio River.
Was anybody, any lives lost or anything?
Not where we were. I think that was probably, I can't remember if that was the same as the flood of Tears or not. I don't know if that was the same date or not. I can't remember.
My goodness. Jim, speaking of the flood of Tears, you had a very interesting story about this.
When I was over at the TV station as a sales rep, I worked with a client, and this person, we became very good friends. The person had some serious medical issues, but this person lived down in the Shadyside area during the Ouija Creek flood. And we were talking yesterday. I call this lady occasionally, just, you know, out of being good friends, cheering her up. And she remembered right away. She said it just seemed like it was yesterday, 30 years ago. And this whole thing is just absolutely, absolutely amazing. You had mentioned, if I may, yesterday, you were talking about someone that said prayers do not matter.
Oh, yeah, let me tell
matter.
The listeners. Yeah. Patrick Morrissey, governor of West Virginia, had a post about they found a body in the river, Wetzel County, and he thought it might, and it turned out it was, another victim of the flash flood here in Triadelphia and Elm Grove. And he, at the end of his post, he simply said prayers for the people in the community, that sort of a thing. And it was very harmless. There's no, you know, just basic post, no big deal, and prayers for the people, fine. And the comments, especially this one, a Savannah something or other, said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that prayer does not make any difference. You need to go out there and do stuff, and they're really denigrating the whole concept of prayer. And I thought to myself, really, really, lady, mm-hmm. really, mm-hmm. today? Yeah. No matter what you think of
Absolutely.
Prayer or what you
Absolutely.
Think of religion, really, today, really? Mm-hmm. So you had some thoughts on that.
Where I worship, where I go to church, we try to get everybody to do something. Now, we're an older congregation, and there are a lot of people in their late 80s and 90s that can't get out and cut the grass. They can't do this sort of thing. And our minister once mentioned, there's something everybody can do. And here's something I want to suggest. There's probably some people that are in beds that are not well, that can't get out, and they are people of faith. Spend some time and pray. You know, if you can't go out and clean a street, you might not have money to send for water or supplies or whatever. But if you're a person of faith, you can say a prayer to God for these people. Remember them in your prayers. Think about the little three-year-old, what she might have been going through. And, you know, pray to God, you know, for the families that are dealing with this stuff. Prayer is powerful, and it does work. I I will attest to that.
Indeed. Tell the listeners again about where they can go and how they can contribute and all of that, please.
Okay.
We have new people listening all the time on Big Willie 105.5.
First of all, today, 11 o'clock, we will be broadcasting live at Schultz Ford up in the Highlands. Richard Bassey and his crew have got a truckload of water and bleach. No questions asked. Anybody wants to come up, pick up a case of water, pick up a gallon of bleach, it's there. We'll be there on the River Network at 11 o'clock. Tomorrow.
11 until
1.
Until 1. Until and who's going to be there?
Johnny O will be live, and we will be on all the River Network stations at the same time.
All right. Johnny O being the morning host on WAP 100.5 FM. Great guy. Oh, my God. He's a great guy. And very popular. And so he's donating his time, two hours, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. For Schultz Ford.
In the Highlands.
In the Highlands. Water and bleach.
It's there. It's free. Come and get it. Tomorrow, Marshall County Co-op, 11 o'clock till 1 p.m. We're going to have a big box truck. We're looking for supplies. We're looking for water, bleach, non-perishable food. We're looking for personal items, anything you can bring. Bring it down there. And I just talked to Cody during one of the breaks. People in St. Clairsville, people in Bel Air, people around here, that's quite a haul to go all the way down to Moundsville with that stuff. If you want to bring stuff up here to the radio station here on Rock Hill tomorrow between 11 and 1, we'll stack it all up. We'll load it up. We'll get it down to the van down or the truck down in Moundsville. So anybody up in near the radio station, feel free. You could just bring everything up here tomorrow between 11 and 1, and we'll get it there.
All right. The address is 56325 High Ridge Road. That's 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, also known as Rock Hill. And the studios are all here. So 11 a.m. To 1 p.m. on what day now?
Tomorrow, Thursday.
Tomorrow, Thursday. They can bring anything except non-perishable food items.
Yeah.
And they can just drop it off here. And then what happens?
We'll get it down to the truck down in Moundsville. We'll save you a trip if need be.
All right. Then what's going to happen Friday?
Friday and Saturday night, Johnny O is taking his house party on the road. River City, downtown Wheeling, across from West Banco. Fun starts at 7 o'clock. Admission is $10 or any cash donation you want to make. You can also bring goods down. We'll have a van down there to load it up. All proceeds go to everything goes directly to the people in need in Ohio County. We want everybody to come down Friday, Saturday night. Have a good time. Johnny will broadcast it live on WAP, and will be a good time for everybody.
All right, and they also have lots of prizes. People have different businesses have donated lots of prizes.
Yep, today and tomorrow, and at the house party, Howard Carnell and everybody over at West Banco Arena gave us a stack of tickets to George Thorogood. We'll be giving those away at these events. Also, Morgan Lacefield and the good people at Domino's have given us Domino's gift certificates. Johnny will be passing those out at these three events.
That is great. That is great. And so, and it'll be on all the radio stations, or how is this going to work out with telling everybody?
The remotes, the remote breaks will air on all five of our radio stations today from 11.
We're on location. Well, we're there live from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Every listener to any of the stations with the Ohio Midland News Group, the River Network, will hear this.
Yep, absolutely.
Will hear all of this.
Absolutely.
And then Friday night and Saturday night from 7 to midnight, they're going to hear Johnny O's house party, which is fantastic, on WAMP 100.5 FM. And again, download the River Network app. And then for that, click WAMP. And that'll be 7 until midnight. And that'll be at River City, downtown Wheeling, on Main Street.
Correct.
And lots and lots of free prizes.
You got it. And fun.
That's fantastic. More with our very special guest, Cody Barrick, who is the owner of the River Network, the Ohio Midland News Group. Also, Jim Trefney, sales manager and account executive, Cindy Wade. That was an amazing story about the flood, honestly. Mm-hmm. Cindy was just amazing. More with them. Also, Richard Bassey is going to be joining us, who is the owner of Schultz Ford. He's fairly new to the area. Actually, he's fairly new to the area, but boy, is he making an impression about, you know, he wants to be us. Mm-hmm. And he's not just talking the talk. he's walking the walk, so he's going to be here as well. So he'll be joining us too. Again, the names: Michael Veronis, 74 years old; Lisa McMasters, 59; Michael Bokanovich, 73; Kylie Minch Schotten and her three-year-old daughter Parker; and Travis Creighton. Tough times make tough people. Drew Baldridge wasn't necessarily writing about the Wheeling area, Triadelphia, Elm Grove, but boy, he might as well have been. I got to tell you, he might as well have been. More with our very special guest and this very special program, and anything else that you can think of that we can do, let us know, and give us send us that information through Facebook.